problem is obviously one relevant to our situation today. Because today as well, there are some societies that have already collapsed, such as Somalia and Rwanda and the former Yugoslavia. There are also societies today that may be close to collapse, such as Nepal, Indonesia, and Colombia. What about ourselves?
How do you
get that crazy spatial background? You just have to be in space?
Yeah, when you start a Zoom meeting, you can choose your background.
What, in tarnation?
Yeah.
You can't do it after the fact?
Let me try leaving this meeting, coming right back with an even cooler background.
Spotlight video? Wait, I'm trying to, how do you...
Oh, baby things should mellow out here in a second.
I promise that the point of this, because we are recording right now, I promise that the point is not to just like introduce people to Zoom, though it is tempting to assume.
What, as like an advertisement?
Wait, are you in the dog? How do you do this?
How good this one is!
That's hilarious. Wait, I'm so bummed out that I'm not doing this right now. How
You've
do I
gotta do it? But it's hard when you're the host. I don't know how you do it now.
How do I? All right, let me. This is Digi Reddit, a weekly Zoom introductory podcast. From the founders of DigiReddit, a weekly podcast about the internet. But wave right at the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Dog Boobs.
My free day over here.
With this baby.
With young Biff.
Young Biff.
Young Bifferino.
How do I, man, I feel like I'm going to be distracted. I'm going to be distracted if I don't
should
figure
I turn
out how
it,
to do this.
Should I turn it off?
No, you should keep it on. I'm just like irritated that I haven't figured out how to do it on my own yet.
I hear you. I should make some Did You Reddit?
Oh, here we go. I found it. I found out. Choose virtual background.
You can do videos too.
Wait, so you only have, how do you, you have such cool ones.
I just downloaded a picture of the office background.
Oh, I see. Wait, how do I make a, I can add a video as well.
Yeah.
I could just add a video that I have. I think that'll be distracting. Let me add an image.
Some people have been like taking videos of themselves, just listening, and then just playing that as a background.
It's a great hack.
I like that. I wonder how, let's try this one. I wonder if you guys, I feel like I'm just going to do it. I'm going to do it. How do I do this without offending everybody in this fucking chat? Everybody that will watch us. So I'm going to see here. This is the content that people look forward to. I hope this is just encouraging people to watch. So we are now doing videos, by the way, for everybody that's listening. We're doing videos of our podcast because we're now officially sponsored by Zoom. and so we're posting our videos on the official
Oh god.
Oh nice. That's the ultimate. Leave that up.
I know. There's our guy.
Leave him.
I know, I gotta leave him.
He just looks impatient.
He looks impatient. Have you guys have been following this meme, right?
No. Yeah.
Freed, you've certainly been sent this.
A million times.
Okay, great. So this is a dog, because you're a delicate lady, I'm going to spare you from the actual meme for right now.
Her. She needs to see what's happening.
Tell me the real right, fine. Deal.
Yeah, fine.
Handle it.
I think you're right. Do you have you heard the story on this guy, by the way?
Nope.
I don't know.
Does
he have like a freaking gigantic dong or something?
A massive, massive fucking dong. So
18-inch Subway sandwich.
Oh,
good.
At least. And so
that ain't healthy.
So anyway, there's a piece about him. So he died a few years back. So this is, call this a tribute, I guess, if you want to say it that way. And you're gonna have to find the image on your own. Just search "big dick meme man" on.
Oh my good lord!
And I think you'll be able to find it out. But
damn.
All right. So this is actually a terrible segue, because I feel like these, what we're talking about right now, are the best parts of this current society that we're in. But today we're going to talk about collapse. because obviously things, so what we were talking last night about what we wanted to do, and a couple classics came up, like Choosing Beggars, etc. But, you know, we were like, you know what? We were in trying times, and I feel like we need to do something pertinent to the times. We just talked about the coronavirus when we kind of entered our respective quarantine bunkers. And so now I want to talk – well, I think you were the one that brought this up, Dog, right?
Yep.
So
– love me some collabs.
So we want to talk about collapse, which I think is the sub that honestly at this point it kind of just reflects our modern our like the modern news cycle in a way. Like it doesn't even feel like I was reading through it last night. It doesn't even feel necessarily like revelatory. You know what I mean? Because these are the stories that we're just hearing every day.
Yeah.
But we thought it'd be fun. And we're actually going to, this is a two-parter. So we're going to do collapse. And then next week we're going to talk about collapse support, which is kind of, it's like the way that it is designed to take care of the people that are feeling the ramifications of the collapse in real time. So,
yes.
But before we do that, as we are one to do, let's go over the front page of this past week. What do you guys got? You guys got anything good?
Well,
I will say the top right now. Did you guys see this? Boris Johnson test positive.
No. So
I would say he's probably the most high profile one we have right now.
Wow.
So Boris Johnson officially test positive for the COVID. Was that
also the Prince Henry or whatever his name is? King.
Yeah, Prince Charles. Yeah, King Charles. Henry.
Over there.
Yeah, Prince Charles is also tested positive. I would say he's like in critical risk land because he's the one that actually he's an elder man.
I was thinking he's going to be our Rock Hudson moment.
It might be. I talk about a guy who dies of AIDS.
That's what the news is calling. Like, this will get serious when somebody you know or somebody you care about dies.
Right.
And there's
the other one, I don't, there's the lead singer for Rammstein is actually in critical condition right now from COVID.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that actually might be the one that is really hitting for people, or at least for me, it's going to be the one that, like, you know, I mean, granted as a metal fan, but also like he's probably in his, maybe in his early 50s. And he's like kind of a sex symbol. So I think that's one that I think we're going to look at my screen, by the way, big dick meme man, bad news about the well-endowed meme man. Nice.
So you're telling me if I'm a sex symbol, I'm not immune to the disease.
Okay. You know, yeah, what's going on?
So he's in the ICU and look at this fucking sexual object of a man.
Wow.
I have a hunch. A, he's definitely not hot, but B, that guy hasn't lived the healthiest life. Yeah.
Well, it's hard to say, right? I mean, like, you know, maybe. I mean, he lives an intense life. I don't know if it's necessarily not, I don't really know. I don't know if it is or isn't a unhealthy lifestyle. I mean, he obviously sucks in fumes because, you know, like, everything is fire.
Yeah. He breathes jet fuel all day. He looks like, yeah, he kind of has like a rock vibe. Oh, cool hat.
Oh, he's the Butcher.
Oh, maybe.
I mean, he does not look very virile right there.
No.
He's definitely kind of hobbling around.
He's a thick boy.
Dude, wow. This band is fucking insane.
What are they up to?
They are Rammstein, dude. This is what they do. They're kind of like my White Whale concert, by the way. I have not seen Rammstein yet, and I will be like, wow, actually quite upset if he unfortunately passes from this.
Yeah.
We wish him well. We at DigiReddit wish for the speedy recovery of the lead singer of Rammstein. Can't say I feel the same way about Boris Johnson, to be completely frank.
Yeah.
Because he was the one, by the way, Boris Johnson was the one who was trying. He tried initially, they wanted to do herd immunity. I love, by the way, whatever Frieda is doing with his child, it looks like you're just putting your child in an abyss right now.
Okay, go this.
He is vanished. Yeah. I love it. You put him. You put him behind the DYR. Amazing. All right. So the other things from this past week. So we briefly talked about this last week. This Mike Judge photo, fucking hilarious. Still making its rounds. Spanish flu photo of the portrait, and this is this is peak internet. We got this
cat with his mask.
It's funny because this is very, 1918. Things have not changed that much. We're still using the face masks, etc.
But I think it feels like a goof, right? I think on this picture.
Yeah, this feels like a meme. Like, and I don't know. I mean, is it possible that maybe somebody
doctored that? It looks a little too perfect of a mask on the cat to not be doctored, personally.
It's kind of how I feel. Yeah, it looks.
And nobody ever made a joke before 1972. So,
right.
Especially in photographs. I don't know. I'm not buying it, but it's good. I like it.
I mean, this is an interesting one. Just because there's literally nothing to it whatsoever. It's actually a boring photo, but the implication is quite interesting. I'm hauling down this road with 140 pounds of pulp logs, going to make toilet paper for you guys. Because we are in a shortage. Are you guys feeling the toilet paper shortage? Have you guys experienced that?
Not yet, luckily.
I haven't either. I mean, I stacked up pretty hard, and I got a bunch of, here's the hack that I feel like people are not doing for some fucking unknown reason. People aren't getting the one wipe Charlies, man. Like people aren't the baby
pipes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Really? Do they?
Yeah. You're not supposed to flush them.
Well, that doesn't make any sense, does it?
Well, if you know a thing or two about plumbing, Dad.
Yeah, I do. I'm definitely filled with plumbing information.
Especially because you own your house.
Right.
When your pipes get destroyed from those things, you will have to pay like $4,000 to fix the pipes.
Love it. So psyched. Hear it.
Wipe right. And just throw it in the garbage, you know?
Yeah, throw it in the garbage, throw it in fucking, throw it in.
Throw it over your neighbor's.
Yeah, wall. Mail it to the president is what I like to do. Shit sandwich indeed. So here's actually an interesting trend that I've seen a lot on Reddit, which is, it's pretty fascinating. There's a bunch of animals, wild animals are starting to walk, like roam back into cities.
Oh, damn.
Because they're sensing the lack of obviously human activity. So we're seeing, this is a photo of mountain lions in Boulder, Colorado.
There's a third in there, three of them.
I know, three mountain lions rolling into Boulder, Colorado, which is kind of interesting. But then there's also another one. I don't have the video or the photo of it. I'm sure it's on here somewhere. But it was actually a critically endangered species that wandered back into a city. I don't remember what city, but it was like this wild-ass looking animal that was actually on the critically endangered list, which is quite interesting. And I think a lot of the conversation around this kind of stuff is people are saying that, this is Mother Nature purging humanity, which I think is inherently, I mean, this is something we will talk about on Collapse probably, is that's kind of like an inherently class or like poverty, anti-poverty statement, I think, where it's like, there's so many people that are tethered to the capitalist system that we don't really have a chance. And like for Mother Earth to be purging humans is actually some fucking bullshit, because we like the climate disaster is also a byproduct of the system that we've created. And a lot of people don't have a choice but to participate in that.
Yeah.
But that said, it is cute seeing mountain lions wander back into their respective urban area. So
yeah, until they crazy. Eat you, until they bite your leg off. Oh,
I mean, do you think they're going to do that? I feel like they probably, well, I mean, it's hard to say what an animal is thinking, obviously, but it seems to me like they're probably feeling, this is like walking into a haunted house for them, right? Where they're like it feels maybe a little dangerous because they've never been there before and they've kind of been itching to go check it out, but it's always seemed too scary. And now it seems a little less scary, but if they get spooked at all, they're running back away and they're never going back,
Oh, they'll be back. Nature always finds a way. It feels like Chernobyl or I don't know what, like when the coronavirus dies down and the kids come back to the playground,
right,
and the lions are still there. Like there will be a kid who gets eaten and then everyone will kill the mountain.
It's quite possible. Here's a fun one. So Bill Gates says the U.S. missed its chance to avoid coronavirus shutdown and business stay closed. So I guess we're, I mean, what do you guys, how do you guys feel right now about your jobs and all the things that I think make this traumatic for people?
Yeah. I feel like lucky to have a job right now,
totally.
But it's freelance. So I'm kind of nervous.
Yeah. Nobody knows exactly when it's going to,
yeah,
how much longer we're going to have it.
Yeah. No clue how long it's going to last.
I think 6 months of intense economic downturn.
Yeah.
This is like no Christmas.
God.
Yeah. It kind of has a little bit of that energy, doesn't it?
I think so. Unfortunately.
How about you, as a Hollywood writer? I mean, what are you thinking right now, Fried?
I think all the major studios and networks are kind of putting their budgets on freeze. And so what I do is sell TV shows and work on TV shows, and those budgets come from the studios and networks. So I think they're going to take a beat and reassess like how they're spending money. And that could just mean like a year lost of opportunities to work.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, like in our industry, like a year could sort of fly by. Like this is like peak selling and buying and getting jobs time,
right,
like spring through summer. And really, like, I think that's going to be like sort of shut down. And then you're into the fall and the winter, and then things shut down then anyway. And so then they might just like hold off till 2021.
Like, well, here's a question, I guess. What year,
which freaks me out.
What is, when is pilot season?
Now.
So.
What do you mean? I mean, people say,
I mean, the traditional pilot season that people like to say is like the time in which people buy shows, et cetera. Cause
there's,
I think that
buying pilot season, then there's actors getting hired for pilot season, and there's,
okay,
writers getting staffed for pilot season. Right. So it's like, depending on the job you're trying to do, there's different times when that happens. But
sure.
Pilot season selling basically starts, you know, in the beginning of a year and sort of goes through the summer. And
right,
then after a show is bought, they will begin to staff. They'll make a pilot, hypothetically, which is when they hire actors to be in those,
okay,
shows. And then if one of those shows gets greenlit to series, then they'll staff up the rooms, hire writers, and then you'll actually go into production. And so they all kind of happen like simultaneously. And dramas tend to start earlier in the spring, and comedies start to like trickle into the summer for some reason.
So what I'm curious about then is if they are going to postpone pilot season, or they're going to shift pilot season in the same way that we have seen with, you know, so many other industries. I'm having a freaking, I'm really having a time over here.
I'm just seeing you talk out of this man's crotch, basically.
I know.
Wow.
It's pretty exciting, guys. Sorry, everybody. This is just encouraging everybody to check out the actual video, because
get on Zoom,
clearly,
guys.
Yeah, you gotta. We're having a romp over here with Did You Reddit, sponsored by Zoom. Get a discount code. Put in Did You Reddit at checkout, and you won't get anything. But yeah, so I mean, that's I think one of the interesting byproducts, obviously, of this is how many things that we're having to shift because of the fucking coronavirus. So the Olympics are next year now. The NBA season's probably going to end in June, if it even ever comes back. And if it does come back, then how does that shift baseball? I mean, spring or opening. Let's say, what was it? Like opening day game. Yeah, it was supposed to be on Tuesday of this week, I believe.
Yeah.
But now it's like, who the fuck knows when it's going to come back. So, I mean, even with something like pilot season, like pilot season might have a really interesting, you know, who knows if it's going to come back, and if it does come back.
Yeah, there's also big writers WGA Writers Guild of America, which we're all in, and then the studio system, they have a renegotiation every 3 years, and so that's happening now. It's starting now. So they renegotiate their contracts, and this is typically when like a writer strike would happen if there was going to be one. And so right now, you know, before this, right, the writers have all the leverage, right? Like if you're a studio and you need a show, you need writers to make the show.
Yeah, of course.
And so without the writers, the strike and the studios kind of fucked. So now without potential shows, like maybe the studio has a little more leverage in a weird way to negotiate. Right. I don't know. Like it does potentially change like the outcome of that. So there could be some kind of a strike also, which could just make things worse. I mean, I don't think that's going to happen, but it does change like the sort of landscape of things.
Yeah. And that is both in a lot of ways, the exciting thing and the really scary thing about the coronavirus, right? Is like, you know, changing the way we think of society and like a lot of the problems that I think obviously come with our world is a good thing, right? You know, and I think that this is one of those things where like maybe we shift, we shift pilot season and it allows a certain kind of writer that has never been able to do it before, or like the economy of being a Hollywood writer changes because some of the like the old heads who have kind of had a lockdown now, like they can't afford to hire them, so they're starting to hire a new crop. You know, I mean, there's a lot of interesting byproducts of this, but it's going to take a lot of intuition over the next few months to start figuring out where these things fall. I mean, that's what I deal with in my job too. I mean, it's like we're constantly trying to react to this situation, and then
I was interested to ask you guys. I talked to a friend of mine who works in advertising, and
right.
I was like, what, you know, what's going on? Like, he's like, actually, I'm super duper busy. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting. And I've been seeing like every car commercial put out, you know, their response to coronavirus and how they hear you, man. And we're sensitive and we get you and everything. Everyone's being like very empathetic to the times. Right. And that seems to be like the best brand stance right now. But also like in the background, it's like, but also buy our cars, you know, but we hear you.
Well,
So I was going to ask you guys, like, are you, with the brands you work with, are you guys, is that the kind of stuff that people are asking for? Is like, we need some kind of response that reflects the times we're in. How does that work?
I would say that it's a bit of a grab bag, right? Like, I think some places are really like people are appropriately worried about whether or not they're going to have jobs, what that means if they do have a job, you know. There's actually something that, I mean, I kind of work in a slightly different world than, actually Dog does too. I guess you and I both used to work in advertising and now we kind of don't really, but are adjacent to. And, you know, my hunch, I mean, I saw that BuzzFeed, which I actually kind of respect this decision. I'm curious as to how many other brands are going to be doing this. Like historically, this is the kind of situation where you go, oh, we got to lay a bunch of people off. And, you know, that was kind of the big dominant story this week on, and we'll see this on Collapse too. When I was reading through Collapse, I mean, this was a big part of it, is there were 3.3 million unemployment claims in California, I think.
Wow.
Or maybe nationwide, but like maybe largely California. I don't really know, but it was, but like an absolutely unprecedented number. I think it was like quadruple the most they've ever received. Oh, wow. And more, like they expected 1.1 and then they ended up getting 3.1, like something crazy.
Oh,
like
God.
But you know, so what BuzzFeed did is BuzzFeed is reducing the salaries of all their employees, which sounds fucked, but it's also like proportionate to the level that they are. And then the CEO is not taking a wage. So it's like anybody who's making 65 grand or less is getting like 7% pay cut. And then it's like 14 is the next, and then, you know, 20, 25 is the next, and then the CEO is straight up not getting paid.
That's nice.
That's totally. A good way to do it. It's like people need something. So if everybody takes a cut and we all get to keep something and we're not effed, it's kind of the only way to do this. It's just to like, it's like wartime rationing almost.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, I think that's actually hope. I'm really hoping that's kind of a little bit more of what happens. Right now I think there's a lot of, people are obviously very worried about their jobs, you know, rightfully so. And I mean, there's so many strains on our society that are going to happen anyway, but one of which is like if everybody's filing for unemployment at the same time, I mean, that's going to be tough, yeah. You know?
I do like freelance work as well. And I have like, you know, email subscriptions to freelance sites, and I'm still getting bombarded with them all. And I'm like, sure. Is this like legit, or is this just like on auto send? Like, do people actually need workers? Or is this just like,
well, and the other thing is like, there are some places that need workers and some places that just don't. Right. I mean, like there are,
your background,
like there are, so like, you know, sort of the restaurant industry is all fucked up right now, but like I have a friend who works at one of the big kind of, you know, Uber Eats type things. And he's like, we're busier than ever. Like, we're absolutely fucking slammed right now, which makes sense. Cause you know, yeah. there's like this bizarre world where you need that kind of stuff. I mean, anybody who works in gaming, anybody who's dealing with like streaming platforms, I mean, you're one of them, obviously, dog, is like streaming platforms are fucking ripped right now.
Yeah. Right?
So should we like, you know, I don't know. I feel like there's a black market opportunity here for basically everything. You know, like this is a good time to.
Okay.
So if anybody wants to buy a baby.
I got one.
I'm just saying like for food.
For a ham sandwich.
Like if I make my mom's lasagna and I call it your mom's lasagna.
Your mom's lasagna. I'm
next door and I'm like, for $5.
Right.
They got a glitchy there. And you put it on like next door for $7 or something, and you just like sell it amongst your neighborhood, and everyone kind of has their thing they do. It's like, right. Oh, Jan down the street makes really good pies. And I feel like there's a good opportunity to like have a little black market food situation going on. No licenses, no permits. Someone might.
I mean, it's so funny that you would say that because that's literally how we got put in this situation in the first place. from people eating bats. So you're like trying to suggest selling food that is not regulated, not licensed.
I'm also talking about cooked food.
Yeah, cooked food that's not bats, of course. I mean, but you do bring up an interesting point, right? Which is you always do. I mean, but this does present an option. I mean, that's the exciting thing, the exciting and horrifying thing, right? This is the kind of shit where you go like, the infrastructure is not there to do this thing, so I'm going to create a thing that can help accommodate can meet the demand, right? Whatever the demand may be, and then I'm going to, you know, make money from that thing. I mean, that's kind of what was happening with a lot of the stories where people were like buying too much toilet paper and hand sanitizer, and out of nowhere they were, you know, they got like arrested because they were hoarding and price gouging and all that kind of shit. So. Yeah, I mean, it is an opportunity. I mean, if you seek the opportunity, I mean, this is the way that, you know, this is how you take advantage of it. But Well, I mean, but I think there's a get rich, but there's also like, I mean, this is the positive side of all of this, right? Which is the opportunity to like create a system that was built out of necessity for the times we're in. But then from this lives beyond this time period and then grows into some fancy company or some really interesting product that we may have never needed, but in kind of the new world order that we're going to enter,
your mom's
all of a sudden it becomes a necessity.
Yeah. So. It's actually, you know, think about you've both worked.
Ooh, Freed's
froze.
Full on space right now.
Shit.
Hello?
Hello.
He's back.
It just quit on me. That's weird.
Strange. Mysterious. I think the internet maybe was just like friggin' out.
I think it is like at max capacity and it's going to be for the next 6 months. And they need to beef that shit up.
We have actually, that really is another thing that we have heard actually, is that there have been, that I think, I want to say Netflix is going to be changing their speed or slowing things down.
Everything's
which is a pretty respectable thing, honestly. Like I mean, there are companies, honestly, that I mean, we talked about, I think, Jeff Bezos and Amazon last week, where there are a lot of companies who used to be pieces of shit, or like I would think of as pieces of shit, And then now we're getting moments where suddenly we're like, oh, maybe they do have a bit of a soul, and it's not necessarily just, you know, it's not necessarily just fucking, you know, some PR spin. Like, I genuinely believe that when Jeff Bezos is like, hey, we have some serious problems that we need to fix, I think that that is like, you know, it is, that is true. So,
yeah. Hey, listen, but, you know, I'll trust Jeff with my life.
I mean, I would, I won't trust Jeff with my life, but I do like the idea that at the very least, theoretically, people are trying to fix things instead of it just solely being, you know, just solely being like, how do we capitalize on this?
You guys think about sacrificing a few grandmas and grandpas so that the economy can live.
Oh, you know, actually, you bring up an interesting point, because I feel like I have to like publicly apologize right now.
Yeah.
Because I'm so anti boomer historically.
Yeah.
But I'm not anti boomer enough to where I actually am like a genocidal maniac.
Right.
Like, this isn't, I'm not, my whole thing is like, they're selfish pieces of shit. I don't know. We might've talked about this last time, is I don't know, just because you're a selfish piece of shit doesn't mean you have to die. Tends to be my opinion. I still think boomers, categorically speaking, like as a statistic, are selfish pieces of shit.
Mm-hmm.
But as individuals, they're fine, just like anybody else.
Yeah.
But the thing, we might have talked about this last time, but I think this was my buddy Julian brought this up, which I thought was really an interesting point.
Julian.
I love saying that name. It's the most Julian, but in like an Austrian accent.
Okay. Julian said that that really what we should be doing, and I kind of agree with this. I don't know if I necessarily agree with it. It'd be really hard to enforce, but I think it's interesting. Is the people that are actually at high risk should be fucking quarantined, no question, quarantined, yeah, right? And then all the young healthy people can like run around, keep the economy fucking buzzing, just do what we do, right?
Yeah.
And that way, there were the people that are at risk are not going to be immune compromised, and we don't do that. And then the people that are actually young are kind of the ones that are out and not being penalized for this.
There's no way to enforce that 100%. You get one.
Absolutely no way.
Wily boomer, and then he's going to infect all the youngins.
Well, that, and then also you're going to have a lot of like, this is bullshit, dude. I was trying to go on a cruise to fucking.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I can't go. And it's all these fucking millennials' faults, which I get why people would, I get why that'd be tough, but but it was an interesting thought. But anyway, so Dog has officially changed her background to an Apocalypse and a Jeep Wrangler commercial.
Yeah, it's a Jeep ad, I think.
Okay, cool. But that means it's time to talk about Collapse. I know we only kind of talked about the front page. Honestly, at this point, the front page, you know, this is one of the things. There was actually. There was an interesting, I can't find it, but there was an interesting, I think it was an AMA. No, it wasn't an AMA. It was Ask Reddit this past week, which was like, if the coronavirus wasn't dominating every news cycle, what would be news right now?
And what's up with that encryption shit going on?
Well, the encryption shit is basically Congress is trying to strip our ability to encrypt things from what I've heard or something.
Motherfucker.
It's pretty rough, but honestly, I don't know because it hasn't really been. Yeah. So the top of this past week in Ask Reddit is if COVID-19 wasn't dominating news right now, what would be some of the biggest stories? And so the reason I bring that up is obviously everything is COVID, which is, you know, the reason why the front page is a little slow right now. But the top of this though, I will share my screen so you guys can see. Egypt and Ethiopia are close to going to war due to Ethiopia building a dam on the Nile River. Ethiopia is diverting some water and limiting water flow to Egypt. And of course the Nile has historically always been the thing that keeps kind of Egypt going.
Shit.
And the Ethiopian government is refusing to honor previous agreements made that detail the rate at which they would fill the lake behind their dam, and they refuse to negotiate any further with Egyptians. So, I mean, that is like, that would be huge news.
Yeah.
CRISPR was just successfully injected into a live patient to treat genetically caused blindness. What? That's huge.
Is that for real?
Evidently, yeah. Here's the sauce.
Good Lord. Wow.
This is kind of like the state of our society right now. On NPR, the title of this article is, yep, they injected CRISPR into an eyeball.
What's CRISPR?
CRISPR is the gene modifying technology that the science community has been working really diligently on.
Wow.
for the last several years, I guess.
Now you can get a designer baby.
Yeah, you can get a designer baby, so et cetera. The ozone layer is getting better, evidently. Massive earthquake in Zagreb, Croatia. This is something I've been tracking, is there have been mad earthquakes, I've noticed. We're getting tons of earthquakes right now around the world, and it's crazy. And can you fucking imagine if we also had an earthquake right now?
Might as well jump out of here.
You know, let's just pack it in. I saw a great meme going around. It was like, remember last year when we opened that tomb in Egypt? Remember they dug up this tomb in Ethiopia? That was from 2,000 years ago. Do you remember that? And there was that red juice in it that people wanted to drink.
Ew, yes.
Oh, yeah.
So I saw this great meme. It was like, maybe we shouldn't have opened the tomb.
Maybe we shouldn't have drunk the juice.
Yeah, because ever since then, the shit's hit the fan and the world's falling apart. You're like, maybe it's the goddamn tomb.
Never should have had the juice.
We don't know. What do we know? We don't know shit.
No.
Could have been the tomb.
I mean,
never should have.
It's very possible and it's not very possible, but it is an interesting thought experiment. If all of this happened because of that goddamn tomb. hilarious. All right. Let's get into collapse. I want to give us the due diligence to actually discuss it. I'm going to change my thing. Dog, do you want to read the deal on Collapse?
Yes. So Collapse is a subreddit community that is about the collapse of global civilization. So about community, discussion regarding the potential collapse of global civilization defined as a significant decrease in human population and or political / economic / social complexity over a considerable area for an extended time. We seek to deepen our understanding of collapse while providing mutual support, not to document every detail of our demise. So there are 179,000 members. There are disclaimers. Overindulging in the sub may be detrimental to your mental health. Anxiety and depression are common reactions when studying collapse. Please remain conscious of your mental health and effects this might have on you. If you are considering suicide, please call a hotline. Visit subreddit Suicide Watch, Suicide Watch Resources, Depression, or seek professional help.
This is a hardcore sub. I haven't seen that on any of these depressing
me
subs.
Me neither. If you're having
there are a lot of depressing coping, subs.
And looking for dialogue, you can visit Collapse Support, which we'll go over next week, or the Collapse Discord. We recognize Reddit's suicide policy and posts or comments advocating it will be removed. If you're seeking help, you'll be directed, blah, 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 blah. And then the rules are, you know, you must focus on civilization's collapse, not the resulting damage. Posts with unclear or indirect connection to collapse must include a statement providing context. No provably false material, like climate science denial, chemtrails, cloud, lizard, snake people. Let's see. No low effort content like memes, except on shitpost Fridays.
Cool.
Yeah, so, and then there are tons of related subreddits like this. So there's Collapsedemic, which, let's see what that one's like. Collapsedemic is low volume, low noise, moderated discussion of our coming collapse.
Right.
And then we've got Collapse Music, Collapse Skills, Die Off. Let's see what die off is. The last law of nature says that any creature that despoils and outbreeds its natural habitat will be called to bring its numbers under control and restore a stable environment.
Mm.
Economic collapse, global collapse, make total destroy.
What is that?
Destroy ending DESTR0I.
Okay.
Let me give you the link. And that is primary source documents and meta studies about collapse and collapse related subject. I don't know. That one looks actually scientific and I thought it was going to be meme-ish and it's not. And then we got overpopulation, post-collapse, preppers, rad decentralization, resilient communities, stock market crash, which is probably coming. Oof. Sustainability.
That's happened like several times in the last few weeks.
Yeah.
It like continues to happen over and over and over again.
Poor Cleansington's heart.
Oh, I know.
But yes. So like there's a whole group of people on Reddit that are like the collapse of the world is coming. A lot of people I've noticed on collapse the past few weeks have been like, you guys, like, don't get free, like, stop acting like this is the collapse. Like, some people think it is. Some people are like, this isn't the collapse. It's just one of the right. many little shitty things that are leading towards, like, the big collapse.
Right.
So, I don't know, guys.
Well, that's like, extra bumming, alarming, right? Because, yeah. You know, I think, of course, we are in the, I mean, this, we are seeing elements of collapse as we speak, but you know the full implication of kind of what a full collapse is like a fucking scary, bizarre proposition.
Yeah.
And you know, and this is a little bit of a taster. I mean, that's the thing that I think about sometimes when it comes to this stuff is I go, oh shit, like damn, that was hard, that sucked. But then it's like, you think that sucked. You wait till later, right?
Yeah.
And then you're just like, oh God, no, please. Like, I can't deal with it, you know?
Yeah.
And that's, I think a lot of this is kind of, it fetishizes that world a bit.
Totally.
Really puts a pin in the whole gun debate, huh? Like, I feel like any movement, the gun, you know, anti-guns has gotten over the last like 10 years of school shootings, like is almost kiboshed because of this shit, because people are
freaking. But I don't know, man. I mean, like, this is a thing. I, you know, I had thought about getting a gun when all this stuff started, and my buddy who is a full-on doomer, right? And these people that are like this, so there's a funny term, doomer, which I don't even want to like get down to the full definition of it, because it's kind of become a very specific subculture that is a little bit complicated. But you know, essentially it's like kind of the people our age who focus on the collapse of things and kind of anti-capitalist intent and are really like fucking bring you down people,
mm-hmm.
which is fine. I have tons of friends that are like that. Right. But it's, you know, I have a buddy who is very much like that. And I was talking about the gun thing. I was like, I don't know. I'm thinking about maybe having to get a gun. And he was like, why are you going to shoot somebody? And I was mm-hmm. just kind of like, yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe, you know what I mean? Cause that's the thing that you forget is like, there's of course the original intent of having a gun, which is like Second Amendment, protect yourself against the militias of the United States and you know, the kind of draconian laws that would kind of come into effect in a situation, which we still might have, right? I mean, there yeah. still might be martial law on a big scale, but like that's kind of where people go, no fucking way, I'm gonna shoot you before you shoot me type shit. But like in terms of societal collapse, it just is a matter of it really challenges whether or not how much you value your own life, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, that I think that's part of what I've always found suicide so interesting, because it's the idea of like this, the fundamental thing that we're all kind of tethered to, which is our like fight or flight survival instinct.
Mm-hmm.
And like giving that up or somehow getting to the point where you no longer have that. And yeah. I'm curious, because if you're at a point where you go like, you're genuinely suicidal and you want to kill yourself. And I realize it's complicated. I'm not trivializing it. And like, if you are sad and you're really overwhelmed, like call a suicide hotline. You don't need to kill yourself. Things will get better. Even if society continues to collapse, there still are good things to be gleaned from it in whatever yeah. capacity that could be. you kind of have to create hope on your own, and it doesn't have to be false hope. You just have to create hope. But the idea of like if you were in a situation where you're like, I'm suicidal, and then a rhino was running at you, would you be like, I don't think anybody'd be like, yes, hell yeah. You'd get out of the way. You'd move, yeah. Right? And I feel like that's what's interesting about a lot of this too is I think there's in the midst of collapse, it has made me think a lot about my will to survive. And and if I have the will to survive that I think you are required to survive this shit. And I think that we're all tethered to it. So it's not even a matter of voluntarily being like, I will survive. It's like, no, I think your instinct is to try to survive, which is why people buy guns, which is why people, whatever. So
yeah,
it's very interesting. I mean, so let's go over some of the posts on collapse that I think kind of enlightened this sub. I mean, they're pretty fucking scary. I mean, I think Freed, you were the one that said yesterday, like, damn, this is very dark. And it is extremely dark. It's a very dark sub.
I was looking at it last night just to, you know, us, we prep hard for this show.
We are.
And when I was digging, when I was doing my research, my due diligence, I just was like, oh shit. Like within 5 minutes, I was like, this is basically the end. People just spouting off, like, you know, you read the disclaimer.
Yeah, of course.
And I was like, yeah, well, this is. But
I mean, it is the lack of hope. It's like, it just shows that like hope is what keeps you alive. It keeps you from feeling depressed. It keeps you from feeling whatever. And so, you know, there's a reason there's a fucking anti-suicide, you know, paragraph on this sub. But yeah, I mean, looking at some of these, so it's interesting. I mean, there's a mega thread, which, you know, the March 16th or 26th mega thread. So that's what you know, 23rd. So we're there right now. Weekly observations. This definitely is, it's interesting because it feels like it just kind of, it, I don't want to say it supports the, like, you need to be able to embrace the darkness a little bit to be able to get through it, I think. And this is definitely that thing. But it is, it fetishizes it a little bit to the point where it may just make it a lot worse for people. Like, I think people, I'm very curious when we go over collapse support, because collapse support, obviously, you look at this and you go, oh man, like, this is dark. Like, I don't know if I can get through this, you know?
Yeah.
And then, so you need people that can be like, well, it's not about getting through it. It's about accepting it, or it's about like understanding the Sisyphusian point of view on how life works or whatever. I don't really know what it is, but, so this is the top of this past week. So let's read through this. So funny how everything they said was too extreme to do for climate change is done in an instant for C19. Which is true. This is something we've thought a lot about, right? Or I've thought a lot about, and I think we've had conversations on the pod where, you know, climate change and shit is like, we talk so much about it, nobody's willing to do anything, and now look at where we are, right?
Yeah, it's always when a problem seems like it can be pushed off later,
right,
that people won't deal with it, and this is one that, like, you couldn't.
Totally. So
also, yeah, if you scroll down a little further, the thing that jumped out to me this past week on the sub is the picture of Times Square yesterday. I think it was posted 4 days ago. It has 1,900 upvotes. It's like a completely empty Times Square.
It's fucking insane, dude.
Like, how?
It's how? We straight up don't see that, period.
I can I throw you guys a hot take here? I feel like you're looking at this the wrong way.
Yeah. Right.
Let's hear the hot take.
Well, okay. So there's a lot of this collapse talk about how maybe this is Mother Nature, like, culling the herd.
Right.
And like balancing the scales. And I was thinking about how COVID is a virus, which is a living thing. And look, COVID's just like any of us, just trying to get by, you know, just trying to have a family, just trying to make it through the day, just trying to get a job, pay their taxes, replicate, find a host. So what if it kills?
I'm looking for a host personally.
Like, we're all looking for a host, right, baby? You know what I'm talking about. So, I'm an animal rights guy. I don't believe in killing animals. Like, no. You all are trying to, like, kill this animal. Like, just, like,
wash
it.
That's why I don't take any medicine.
That's right. So it's like,
so your, you know, so your hot take is we got to protect this virus like a white rhino.
All I'm saying is it's just doing what it does.
It's under attack right now.
I mean, it is doing what it does. Like, that is actually true.
What we do as humans, we're an organism, and what we do is multiply so we can pass on our DNA. And it's just trying to multiply to pass on its DNA. And it's doing a really good job of it. Just like we did a really good job of it.
Yeah. Hey, and that's true. It's like when people yell at bots on Reddit.
They're just doing what they're programmed
to do. They're doing what they're supposed to do. They're
this is literally doing what it's programmed to do, but it's you know, this is the
The mountain lions aren't complaining. They ain't complaining.
No.
Well, but here's the thing is like, is, you know, maybe this is part of the question is like, is societal collapse a bad thing?
Or is it just part of a process? And like,
it's part of it. And like, we have seen societal collapse in many manifestations.
Right. I mean,
you know, timing on our end.
I mean, I
love that video. I love the video behind you.
Yeah, that is
it's a beaut. This is my apocalypse video. But
love it.
But yeah, I mean, this is one of those things where it's good for the planet. I mean, a lot of people are talking about the ozone is kind of coming back because there's so little. I mean, you know, we are probably buying ourselves some time, right?
Yeah.
It's just the fish are having
a field day.
They are
replicating. They're having sexo. They're just doing it.
Sexo up in their gills.
That's ocean slang for sex.
Yeah, up to their gills in fin.
In jellyfish.
Up to their gills in fin.
Yeah.
This is a post that I really got me. And this is the one that kind of like I was like, fuck, man, sucks.
Oh, yes.
Watching the USA from Europe, I can see a real disaster about to unfold. Posted 6 days ago. So I'm extremely fearful about what is about to happen in the United States. Homelessness, poverty, limited access to healthcare, a population that believes either nothing from the media anymore or every word they say, lost ability to think, a government that only cares about the economy, everybody, at least 3 out of 10 people with multiple firearms, including children, plus a deadly virus that's not looking like a good cocktail. On top of this, your quarantine measures are a joke. It's not going to work like this. With many of your citizens armed to the teeth, you basically have the power to enforce an effective lockdown anyway. You don't have the power to enforce an effective lockdown. The wealth is at the top. The working class can't afford to stay home or go to healthcare services. People will get sick and supply chains will break down. And the virus is now spreading faster in the USA than anywhere else in the world. A hungry, poor, sick, desperate and armed population. This could end very, very badly, I fear. I mean, I think that is an accurate but very, very negative take, obviously, on this whole thing. Mm-hmm. It's not wrong. I mean, that does exist, but I think that this is also this is the thing. It's like there for all the bad shit, there are also a lot of really positive good things in America, obviously.
Yeah.
And you know, in the past, America has mobilized very quickly to accommodate disaster. We're kind of doing that now. When we talk about World War II, the narrative that we always hear is very specific, right? We hear that like all of America got together to like make fucking lunchboxes for the troops, right? And like everybody was all the women stopped, you know, stopped working at home and immediately went and started building missiles, right?
Yeah.
Which is not true, right? I mean, there was a part of that, and that was a part of the spin and part of the narrative. But this is also a big reason why the way that we're perceiving COVID is the way it is. It's like the way everybody sees narrative so much clearer now. And like we get to see how the narrative is coming together on our own, right? Mm-hmm. And it makes it a lot harder for us to like ignore when the narrative flips on us. You know what I'm saying?
True.
And so, you know, we're seeing like so many, we're seeing a lot of problems, obviously. But I think that we're now at a point where, you know, I think that there, I think that the things that we need to remember are that there are a lot of people working to solve this as well. Top-notch scientists are trying to fix it. And, you know, hopefully all the predictions. I mean, a lot of what people say is like, it seems so bad because we're in, and then eventually it's kind of, you know, like when a blizzard, I know people don't want to compare this to a blizzard. It's like a winter instead of a blizzard. But like when something like that happens, the preparation you make in advance is what keeps it from seeming as bad as it is, you know?
Yeah.
So like if only 3,000 people end up dying from this, everybody's going to be like, that was fucking bullshit, dude. We stopped everything for 3,000 people to not die. And be like, yeah, that's the point. Is only 3,000 people died. It could have been fill in the blank million. Right?
Everything. Right.
And, you know, I think things like this, I mean, that post is very dark and very heavy. It's also a very negative thing, right? Where that sounds like somebody who's never been to the United States and they don't realize kind of the vast expanse of things. And they don't realize like, yes, we have a lot of problems. We have a lot of issues, but like we are also a country where the states themselves are basically in charge right now. So like Gavin Newsom is doing everything he can to stop this shit. Like Cuomo in New York, like New York City is of course going to be a problem. New York City is fucking New York City, right? But like, it seems like certain people are taking pretty aggressive stances. What's going to happen in Alabama, what's going to happen in Louisiana, whatever, is going to be a different story. It's going to happen in West Virginia, but I don't know. I don't know where to go from here with this fucking sucks, dude.
I know.
Like, collapse is tough.
The thing that, like, kind of freaks me out about collapse is, like, I think if we all really, like, think about it logically, it's like the human race, like, as we're set up now, isn't sustainable. Like, it just isn't.
Totally.
It isn't. There's no way. We can't keep innovating at that speed forever, you know, without things going wonky. So I think what's scary about it is watching, like, the front page turn into what looks like the front page of collapse. Is seeing like the Dow Jones dropping so fast and you know,
but what does that even mean? But that's like, that's to your point, I guess, is like, what does it mean that the Dow Jones is falling apart? Like, that means that like some of the systems that we have in play are failing us, but that doesn't mean society is failing us. That just means the metrics we're using to measure them are not accurate right now. You know what I mean? Like,
it's like not real life effects. Like, so many people, because the Dow Jones like dropped so far, lost a shit ton of money they thought they had.
Yeah.
Count on.
That's true.
And then at the same time, so many people lost their jobs at the same time and don't have any security cushion. Yeah. And it just scares. Do you guys know anybody who lost their job?
I know a few. Yeah. And you know, I know it's going to continue happening. And
I was thinking about hoarding as it pertains to the stock market. Everyone's talking about don't hoard hand sanitizer and toilet paper and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, yep, I'm with that. But then on the stock market side of things, there's like one fart in the air and everyone hoards their money out of the stock market.
Yeah.
Totally. And everything falls apart. So it's like, on the one hand, everybody's like, yeah, man, 2 toilet papers a person, but nobody fucking does that when it really.
No, it's true.
I mean, the stock market is so, like, it's obviously relatively easy to just, like, you can tank the whole system.
Yeah.
With a couple farts in the air. And it's like.
A couple farts.
And people just, like, there almost should be something in place where it's like, you cannot remove the money. It's like it needs to be there because that's where it needs to be right now or something. I mean, that's the game they're playing, but, ooh, guest in the studio.
Guest.
Hey.
Jill.
Jill.
Hey.
Can't see her.
Look at this crazy background.
We're out here.
We're out there.
We're out here doing creative things.
We're out here.
Our baby Biff was a great guest. He fell asleep during this pod, by the way. That says a lot about us.
That does say a lot about us. I know. It's too bad we can't do this in person. We don't want to infect you. Here is, I think, a very interesting one too. This actually kind of speaks to what this sub is ultimately about to me. and like kind of the attitude with a lot of these things. I remember having this experience when my dad died where I was like, you know, death is a great aesthetic. I love using it for things. I'm really into dark music, but when you're experiencing it firsthand, it fucking sucks.
Right.
And so this is like this post, the collapse trial run is becoming real and it's not fun or romantic. So on a sub like collapse, it's kind of fantasizing a little bit about the collapse of things as like a, almost as like a sci-fi story. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a little bit of like, well, we got to prep because it's fun to prep and it's fun to think about this stuff. So, but this one now, so this post is, I live in a place that's about to go in full economic lockdown mode. Literally all public spaces and even most private spaces will be closed. Lots of people I know lost their jobs just in the last couple days. Many more will lose theirs in the days to come. Supermarket shelves are completely empty. Soon police will be out and about in the streets enforcing the lockdown. Hospitals will be completely reprioritized to deal with COVID-19 at the expense of other illnesses. That's another really interesting one, by the way, is the fact that if you get sick with anything else, yeah, like if you get meningitis, you're fucked. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've noticed a lot of people have the kind of romantic idea about collapse, that it'll just be you and your family out in the woods living a rugged individualist lifestyle. No. Collapse means you get appendicitis or kidney stone or something totally treatable with modern medicine, and die a tragic and early death because all the hospitals aren't, or because there aren't any hospitals around, or hospitals are too busy treating plague victims. Even the Amish rely on modern medical care and large community support. If you didn't know that, your worldview is wrong. Modern society is a breathtakingly complex, interconnected web of goods and services that, frankly, no one understands in the slightest. Which is fucking true, right? Like, that's another interesting part about this, is the fact that so much of these things, these are so related, and everything is kind of, you know, we're seeing now like the basic supply chain collapse that is causing so many problems, right? And, you know, we have created so many things that the act of untethering it untethers so many other things. It's like we have a daisy chained world, right? Where everything is kind of, you know, the power surge happens here, and then it goes all the way down the line. So modern society is breathtakingly complex. Frankly, no one understands it. We all know that it works. We don't really know how. Little of it was planned. It all just evolved organically with fits and starts over the past few centuries or so. Today, someone with COVID-19 lives because somebody on the opposite end of the world made a ventilator that was effective and reliable enough to treat them. And the person who made that ventilator could only do so because of armies of people making computing machines, manufacturing machines. Without these things, we don't go back, or we don't go back to 1900. We go back to 1900 BC, which is honestly, like, this guy is coming off, or this guy or girl is coming off very negative. But like, that is kind of a beautiful thing. You know what I mean? The fact that everything is so interconnected, that, you know, that can be very empowering most of the time, you know?
Yeah.
Even if you hate society, you still rely on it to survive. Literally everyone does, except maybe some isolated tribes in the Amazon. But guess what? They rely on it too. They rely on people making laws to not cut down their forests or food, although that really hasn't been going well lately. Rugged individualism is ultimately diametrically opposed to everything you rely on. The machine needs to keep churning or we all die. Coronavirus won't be the end of civilization, even if things are bad now, but by this time next year, they'll probably be more or less back to normal, whatever that means. I fucking hope. Albeit with lots of deaths and economic hardship, humans could learn from this experience and work together to actually build a collapse-proof civilization. But will they? Probably not. You are not going to enjoy the collapse. Which, that kind of sums up my attitude on it, right? Where it's like, I get that everything is fucking going haywire, but like, the only thing we can do is try to help fix it and try to help accommodate it, not like fucking languish in the collapse, you know? Like, the individualism is a problem, you know, because nothing is individual. And I think that there's a myth of individuality when it comes to this stuff that's just like straight up not true,
right?
So that's how I stuff. Feel it is interesting. Uh-oh, stuff.
We're frozen.
Which part of us? You? Oh, Fried is frozen.
But
what else? Uh-oh. I mean, what else do we want to talk here? I mean, I think that there are a lot of interesting things here that are kind of cool. There's a lot of different elements that we can discuss, but I think this is kind of like the ultimate Debbie Downer sub.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we need to continue going in this route, or if we want to like kind of save, because I know we're coming low on time too. And this is, you know, this is kind of redundant to what everybody else thinks. I mean, you know, in terms of what this sub is all about, or this pod is all about, we want to introduce you to this as an option to explore things, not necessarily support the stance.
Yeah.
The sub, because I think the sub is tough. What else do you want to add to this, Dog? I know that this is your specialty.
Yeah, I don't know. I really like the subreddit because I feel like my takeaway from it is like relief that there are other people out there who are like looking around like, am I crazy? Like, do we see what's happening here? And I'm appreciative. Like, you can look at this and be like, okay, you know, there are so many people out there that are looking at this and think it's just as absolutely crazy and scary as I do.
Right.
So I appreciate that. And yeah, I'm like super nihilistic, and I think I cope with the making it absurd too, and like kind of right. just, you know, trying to find like the yeah. absurdity in it. So I don't know. I really appreciate it. I think it makes me think about things differently, and like it's really negative, but at the same time I think it's important to, I don't know, like explore that might be reality too.
Well, I think, yeah, I think it's, I mean, that's an interesting way to think about it, right? It's like, it's very important to have a community that you can feel comfortable around.
Yeah.
Right? And this is definitely one of those places where like this supports this group of people who may all feel this way.
Yeah.
And you kind of like can't be thinking these things in isolation or else you're going to go fucking crazy. So I think that, you know, if you are, if it gives you solace to be, well, it, you know, it's funny because we're going to talk about collapse support next week, which is kind of what you're saying, Doug. But I think that this is investigating, this is like getting your thoughts out. Like this sub is about getting your thoughts out on paper and just being, you know, saying, hey, I've noticed these things, like, fuck this, right?
Yeah.
And then hopefully when we talk about collapse support next week, it's like taking the like, fuck this, and going like, hey, I also feel fuck this.
Yeah.
What, you know, you have a brother and sister and me, right? Which I think is what society is all about. It's kind of like that last post that we just talked about where it's like, we are an interconnected web, and you are part of the machine, whether or not you like it.
Yeah, totally.
And, you know, not denying that and embracing it, I think is important to your own survival. So
yeah. Agreed.
What else? Do you got anything you want to add to that, Freed?
Yeah, I kind of, my computer quit there for a second, so I didn't hear most of what you said, but I'll just pretend.
Cool.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, man, in the collapse times, like, I think it's important to goof around, make some goofs, make some gaffes, have a laugh.
Yeah.
It is important to goof around. Like, I think that's
kind of one of the consistent things you hear about like wartime is like people are joking around, having a laugh. Like obviously it's extremely stressful, but maybe, I don't know, as this pertains to me, like my wife's always like, you're always joking around. Shut up. I'm like, I don't know. Like, what else am I going to do? Like, be bummed out all the time about stuff.
Yeah. I mean, my girlfriend and I are kind of the exact opposite.
Yeah, you come across as you don't care or something, but I don't know if it's right. That. Like,
it's like if you're helpless in the end, don't dwell on it. Just
exactly. It's like, what can I do? I can either like bring the room down and be a bummer, or like try not to do that.
Yeah.
So during the collapse, I guess my point is, you know, keep a sense of humor. Try to have a good time with people. Don't be a douche.
Yeah.
Nice. Look at that.
Nice. That be a douche. Picture is my favorite piece of art ever.
Yeah, that Jesus picture is amazing. I mean, this is funny because this is like I don't agree with this statement. I think that futurology, like, you know, we are fucking things up constantly.
Yeah.
And you know, futurology is at least trying to solve things.
Yeah, they're trying.
Which is important.
They're like that old Italian lady who is trying to fix the fresco.
Exactly.
The other thing is, I was thinking, like, as it pertains to like collapse and going back in time to the early 1900s or whatever the previous statement was, like, there's probably a lot of countries in the world that are where we could end up, right? Like,
for sure.
There's some like remote places. And those people, you know, they're farming, they live in small communities, they're tribal, right? They like support each other tribally. You know, if like the iPhone goes away, none of us know how to build a new iPhone.
No.
And it will probably take 100 years for the three of us to figure that out. Like, maybe never.
Maybe never. Right.
So I think part of that point is like, is if all the technology sort of like falls apart, who's going to be there to build the new technology? You know, like there could just be that, right? Where it, I'm just looking at this meme on the screen. It's so depressing.
It's so depressing. I mean, this is kind of, this is part of the thing that I actually, this is kind of what I find interesting about this time we're in right now. Cause this meme on the page, this GIF that is like, it's of what do you call that? Fucking caterpillar.
Oh yeah.
Bulldozer, if you will. Like, yeah.
That's an excavator, my friend.
Excavator, my friend. All right, so
3-year-old kid.
Yeah. So an excavator. This is excavator at a bridge, taking trash that is built up on one side of the bridge, and then picking it up and putting it on the other side of the bridge. Right. And it's how humanity solves problems. Yeah, back into the river on the other side of the bridge. And wow. And so this is, I think, one of the things that could be interesting about the COVID problem is like.
Well,
I think we have been doing this kind of stuff, and now COVID, I think, is revealing a lot of these things.
Yeah.
And so we might have to, hopefully, we go, oh, fuck. And then we try to create institutions to fix this. I mean, I think about earthquakes, right? Like earthquakes, when they happen, they're catastrophic. We have changed building codes and changed the way buildings are built so that when earthquakes happen, we now like roll and rattle. Instead of literally the building collapsing, right?
True.
And that didn't change buildings. It just accommodated the problems that will come with them and you know, fixed them so that they can sustain. Earthquakes are still going to happen. They might happen because of things that are created by humans, but hopefully the society that we've created and the systems that we've created can withstand them because of the things we innovated in the like after an earthquake to fix them. So that we can survive. And I think that's the kind of shit I want out of this, hopefully. And who fucking knows?
Yeah, but like, it'll force it. Sure. I mean, we're not going to be able to travel, you know, directly from places that have diseases without quarantines, like built in now and all kinds of shit like that. Like travel. Hey, that meme you were looking at, I'm going to give you like the answer nobody wants to hear. It's like, and I feel like this could happen in politics a lot. It's like what's happening is this excavator is picking up garbage and it's putting it in the river, putting it back in the river on the other side.
Right.
I think the fear is that garbage is eventually going to tear down the river, right? Because there's so much weight being built up, it's actually going to destroy the bridge. Sorry, tear down the bridge. And that bridge might be more important than the garbage in the river, right?
Right.
So they're making a choice. They're like making a calculated bet where it's like, maybe there's a hospital on one side and people need to get there. They're like, fuck the plastic. We're going to put it back in.
Yeah. And so I guess the way I view it.
The right answer, but obviously it's depressing to see. And I feel like there's a lot of like political things that are like, God, it sucks. And both ways suck.
Right.
But like, this is the least sucky of the two.
And I guess like the way I view it is like, you know, when we see that trash build up on the river, like you do that and you go, oh man, that's going to happen again. You know what we really need to do is we need to create a funnel. We need to like stop putting trash in the river, but also like if that's not the option, then we need to create a funnel to where it gathers trash and we don't ever let it get to the river so that we know like this is like anything else. I mean, it's like, oh, we're not doing our dishes enough, or like, oh, the laundry hamper is always too full and then I can never get three washes in because it's like inefficient. Maybe I should wash a little bit more in advance. Like we see these problems within society and then we choose to rectify them as we learn where they're coming from, right? So even the earthquake example of like, cool, we fixed the buildings to accommodate the earthquakes. Great. Like the earthquakes now when an earthquake happens, it doesn't happen quite as bad. Oh, weird. There are more earthquakes at a higher intensity right now. Well, we need to fix that because even that is going to be unsustainable for our buildings. Okay. So we fixed the buildings. Now we're going to fix a little bit of something else on the earthquake side. So I think that, you know, this creates, this is kind of that broken window fallacy shit too, man. That's broken, this economic concept of the broken window fallacy, which is like when you create the problem, the act of fixing the problem is viewed as a stimulus to the economy, theoretically. And it is in a way, I think it's a fallacy for a reason. However, I think there's also something interesting about looking at the behaviors that are causing problems and then creating solutions to those problems, which then, you know, are going to generate new kinds of industry and new kinds of technology. I mean, look at Tesla. Tesla, the whole point of Tesla, if it was just a car company, it wouldn't have any value. It would just be a car company, right? But because it's an electric, exclusively electric car company, it was built on a problem, and now it's one of the most important companies in the world. And that is directly a byproduct of kind of trying to find a solution to a massive problem that we've created for ourselves.
Yeah, and so there hopefully, will be problems with that, and then they'll have to fix those ones. And like, there's always going to be some problem.
There's always going to be some problem because it's just the way our world works. I mean, even, you know, like,
we don't live in heaven.
We don't live in heaven, man. And this is like, you know, this is a perpetual purgatory. And I think we're just going to have to, we have to accommodate and we have to fix things. And I think that collapse is interesting. I mean, it's a little bit of, it's kind of like collapse porn, right? Where it's a little bit fetishizing the problems.
Yeah.
I'm like, kind of like, cool. That's actually an interesting brief to try to solve the solution, right?
Well,
that I think is what I get out of this.
Yeah. I think the whole like paradigm of we have problems and it's bad isn't how it should be proposed. It's like,
right,
there's always going to be things that need fixing. It doesn't mean that it's bad. It means just people, you need to engage those problems.
Right.
And I think that's why a lot of people in these crisis situations come out of feeling good, because they were able to be effective and useful, like nurses and first responders right now. I think, yes, they're being like squeezed and being pushed and forced to work in these like dangerous conditions, but I guarantee at the end of this, if they survive, they'll look back and say, it was the greatest time of my life. Or like, I felt like I really was doing my job for the first time in however long or whatever.
Totally.
I'm not just taking care of diabetes patients. I'm taking care of people who need my help.
Exactly.
And so, you know, like, it's just a framing thing a little bit, you know.
It is a framing thing. And
I wish I could be more useful. Sometimes you don't feel like you're being useful. You know.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, I'm making some shit that's just like, is it really useful or is it just like fluff? A lot of like fat, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is, you know, again, we have to completely change the way we think of our world. And this
what
is
what are you gonna do when everything falls apart? What's your new job gonna be? Let me back up. I have a large ship. We'll call it the Friendship.
Okay.
Okay.
The collapse has just happened, or it's getting worse. And I got room for like 135 of people that I like, and I need to have like some useful, handy people on board. You know, what are your credentials? Give me your pitch.
Why should
you be able to come on the Friendship?
I could write the copy for the ship.
You're out.
I don't know. I mean, I probably don't mind the idea of doing physical labor if necessary. It's not usually my choice or my first choice, but it's like,
I think everyone's going to need some physical labor in the end times, right?
Yeah. But I think I like the idea of creating some resources for people that galvanize community, be it, you know, restaurants, as even though restaurants are in really bad shape right now, of all the industries are struggling, they're still an infinitely valuable part of society, right? That I like think it's not really about trying to start new restaurants. It's about like understanding what their purpose was and trying to create things that satisfy that purpose. So if it's like a gym, if it's like a class structure for adults, like there's a lot of things I think that I find interesting for that kind of shit. So
So what's your job? You're going to run a gym on the boat?
My dream is straight up to start a climbing gym that's also a pizza spot.
Okay.
Love to do that.
In the end times, we'll see. That's a good idea. For now times.
I mean, in end times, I don't know, man. I mean, I think it's kind of getting a little bit to what this is the other thing. It's like we're now in our mid-30s. Like we're kind of we're satisfied into what our talents are, you know? So yeah. I think it's just maybe a way of reapplying our talents.
Which, yeah, that's the question.
Right.
We don't know what the new economy looks like, but it's probably going to be like, you know, hunting dogs and cats.
Exactly. Oh, God.
Sorry, Trevor.
Can't do it with Trev.
Trevor is very poor meat, so I don't think he's going to be high on the totem pole.
Yeah, you're right. He'd be terrible.
Dog Boobs, you can come on the ship because Trevor. It's really a trick.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm gonna eat Trevor.
I'm gonna get a competitive ship if you don't let me on your ship.
You can come on the ship, but you guys can't eat Trevor.
That's interesting. See, so people would start making little competitive tribes.
Yeah.
Right.
Start fighting.
It's gonna be Waterworld.
Yes.
And I'm excited for that.
So should we buy a little Boston Whaler or something?
Yeah.
I like it.
And you know all about boats, so we've got a head start.
That's my only credential. I know a little bit about boats.
He knows a little bit about boats.
I could build some stuff. Built.
All right. Well, I think we're probably getting close to out of time. I know we have to go to our respective jobs. I actually had a meeting 25 minutes ago. So, but... This is important. It's interesting and important. And I think the theme with this sub obviously is it's very grim. I think if you're the kind of person who lets this really get into your fucking crawls and you don't have like a relentlessness to you to like survive, this can be really damaging. But if you're the kind of person who looks at it and goes, oh, like that's interesting for me to know, but it's not going to get me down, but I want to be aware of it. This is obviously an amazing sub for that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's hit a couple randoms. Close this fella out. And then, of course, we're going to be talking about collapse support next week, where I think we're going to hit this again because what else is there to talk about in the modern times, but hopefully through a little bit more of a positive lens. Randoms, what I got, Curse of Strahd. I'm going to assume this is a video game. That's cool.
Oh, that's cool.
I don't know what
cool.
that is, but it's cool. What else we got? Wholesome gifts. Oh, fucking needed it. Ooh. Absolutely needed it.
Wholesome gifts.
I've loved this video. Seeing the cop play basketball with kid. Gets absolutely pwned.
What would be tight is if that cop's gun went off when he fell on the ground. Jesus, that seems like dangerous.
It does seem a bit dangerous.
Oh, I love it. Dude, I'm getting the worst stuff.
What are you getting?
Linux Gaming on Reddit.
Nice.
Dan Labatard Show.
Oh, the Dan Labatard Show. That's a sports show.
Oh. Let's see. UC Davis.
Wow. It's boring. Very boring stuff.
Settlers of Catan.
Oh, that's cool.
That's a good one. Settlers is tight.
Yeah. I got to play that one. AT&T subreddit.
Oh, that's terrible.
Got bad ones.
Absolutely terrible. Is there any way you guys can share your screen, or do I have to like bequeath the ability to?
I might be able to. Let me try this.
I just landed on Peloton, which I like to joke about a lot because everybody I know has a Peloton now.
I wish I had a Peloton, man. I got to be honest. Those things seem awesome.
It's a sign of where I am at, like age-wise, where
right.
my friends have the money to buy one. What are they, like $2,000 or $3,000 or something?
Not cheap, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's a couple grand. And like, It's just funny. I grew up like hating spandex bikers. It was just
there we
like,
go.
Couldn't like them.
Love so like, cool doc. cool. Very, very exciting.
Right.
That's so funny. Peloton's an interesting one. I mean, I think their stock took an insane dip and now it's like coming back, which is nice. Futurology. Cool.
Cool.
All right.
Dip well, because of the commercial.
Oh, there it is.
Heyo.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about. Okay. All right. Well, I guess we'll close this one out. We will be back next week with another episode of Did You Reddit, a weekly podcast and video series about the internet by way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. We are going to eventually start doing these on stream or on Twitch too, I think. I think it just kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try to figure that out. And then that way we can live stream and share the video on YouTube and share a podcast and probably not make merch because we tried it before and didn't work. So, but we're going to continue franchising this baby. but in the meantime, my name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Dog Boobs.
we'll be back next week. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Don't die. Wash your hands.
Wash your hands. Don't touch your face.
See you next week. Bye.